This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A miles-long procession escorted Highway Patrol Master Trooper Anthony Godwin home to Columbus County last night. Godwin, age 35, died of an apparent heart attack while on a hunting trip Tuesday. He'll be eulogized at 11 a.m. Saturday at Beaver Dam Original Free Will Baptist Church near Chadron. Visitation will be from 9:45 to 10:45 at the church. He'll be interred at Lebanon Methodist Church Cemetery, 9237 James B. White Highway South. Donations to the family may be made to the benefit for Anthony Godwin at any branch of the State Employees Credit Union. Make checks out to Heather Godwin. Louisville City officials and the local chapter of the NAACP are condemning the raising of a Confederate flag on the southern gateway in Louisville. It occurred sometime during the night on Tuesday. Emergency Services Director Hal Louder said the police removed the flag Wednesday morning. The vandals took the city flag and placed a U.S. flag under the Confederate banner. The incident is under investigation by Louisville PD. We could see the coldest weather in a couple years next week, folks, although our snow chances have melted away. Sorry about the pun. The next few days, we'll see some sub-freezing temperatures overnight and in the mornings, but the real chill kicks in next week. It's going to be dangerously cold. We cannot emphasize this enough. Now, you don't need to be buying up all the milk, bread, and eggs, but you need to winterize your vehicles, protect your pipes, and secure your water pump, and make sure your pets are provided for. See Christopher Cawley's exclusive local weather updates on the CCN webpage. Because of the cold temperatures, the warming station in Louisville is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church. That's at 506 North Lee Street in Louisville. Meals will be served at the center, which is behind the main church. The feeding pot is also open at 2 p.m. Saturday. Call 910-918-4531. The Sheriff's Office is collecting camp stove-sized LP gas bottles for shipment to the folks out west, who some of whom are still living in tents. The deadline is January 12th. This is an easy way that you can help people out, folks. You can usually pick up a package of four for anywhere from $12 to $15. They're readily available at a lot of major stores, as well as our friends at the farm store. You can drop off your donations at the Sheriff's Office on Washington Street in Louisville by January 12th so they can be shipped out west. The Museum of Science is going to host a walk along the Lumber River tomorrow in Fair Bluff. Bundle up and head out there. You can meet at the boat ramp at 10 a.m. and park at the Visitor Center, please. The boardwalk is wheelchair accessible. You get to find out more about the Lumber River, flood control efforts, and all the wildlife that lives along the Lumber River. Now, if you think the river walk might be a little too challenging, you can bring your little kids to the mini hike. That's going to be along the tree trail at the Science Museum in Louisville. A facility educator will lead the 2:30 p.m. hike. It's free and open to the public. The museum is at Columbus and Madison Streets in Louisville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.